it was a massive contract being made by the Ministry of Finance directly with individuals who are essentially, most of them didn't have any business background, by the way. So it has not been really specifically dealing with professional businesses. So it was something whereby individuals who have never had any experience of a business were asked to make a company, and when you have registered a company, you just apply to the Minister of Finance, and the Minister of Finance can give you an approval to contract you to get maybe 20,000 metric tons of sorghum or maize, etc. Most of them did not deliver the required food, whether it is sorghum or maize, they did not deliver to the state. But what most of them did, they went and collided with the state into some agreement whereby they go and get the document which essentially indicate that X contractor so-and-so have delivered several thousands of metric tons to the state, while in reality, nothing has been delivered to the state.
What do you think, in your opinion, the business community in Juba should do to regain trust from the government so that they could continue doing trade with them in future?
Whatever cheating that has happened, it was the result of the government arrangement. In fact, there is most of this responsibility fall on the government, and specifically the two ministries, the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Legal Affairs, which was issuing companies in briefcases without the necessary arrangement or the necessary procedure of registering companies. So if you come to check the registry of South Sudan, you might find it the only country which have so many thousands of companies which are having no existence on the real ground. That is the situation that has been created by the Ministry of Legal Affairs and the Ministry of Finance.
How can the business people gain back their, if you like, their pride and their status and their professionalism, as it were, in the eyes of the international community?
The business community to go and rejuvenate and restart the small as they are and probably progress from there. And I think that is the only way out. I don't think it is difficult for the government to investigate and establish who have actually delivered and who have not delivered. If the will is there,